brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The gold and silver business, MidasResources.com, 800-686-2237. He's joining us right now, just briefly, ahead of the NSA report we're going to give you coming up in the next segment. Ted, I mean, look, you read the financial news. They're starting to lean towards QE3. I'm surprised they haven't gone to it yet. I'm not saying go to it, but if they don't, things will really implode. But if they do QE3, they'll have hyperinflation that'll lead to an implosion. So we're in trouble either way, but obviously they drove down gold artificially. That even came out in the news, manipulating paper, engaging in fraud. But they can't hold it down forever. And that's why I've held on to gold I bought at $300, gold I bought at $1,900. Just because they drove it down a few hundred bucks, I didn't panic because it's an emergency backup. I don't buy it for an investment, even though it's been one of the best performing. And it's now time to get gold and silver. But in the 3 or 4 minutes we've got here, why is gold starting to rocket up? And why have you told me privately you thought it would go up in the fall? Well, you said that publicly.
Well, I mean, it typically does. I mean, usually in the summertime we see our low point, and usually in the fall, coming even towards the end of the year, we see our peak. And this year is like the average year. I mean, there was a couple of years ago when we had TARP, TARP money that was being asked for. We had a great summer, and the fall was fantastic too in gold. But right now you're seeing all this. The problems in the United States and the problems in Europe have not gone away. Gold went down to about $1,550 an ounce, but we still had all the fundamental reasons why people should buy gold. Although when it's going down, people back away from it. Now we're in the fall, and for some reason, just quantitative easing in Europe all of a sudden triggers gold to go up in price at this time of year. You'll see gold rise. It won't be surprising to me to see $2,000 an ounce gold now, because the last peak was at 1900. We're at 1704.60. We've come up off of 1550. Silver right now at 3275, coming up from $26. I mean, that's a really nice increase. But I got to tell you, the future right now is still ahead of us, because we're still sitting in September. We've got October to November, December. I mean, the elections, you think that the elections are going to solve this problem, and it's just not.
The globalists are digging in like it's the end of the world, Ted. I got to get you on the nightly news for like a full hour where we don't have commercials except the start and the end, to really go over all the numbers and Soros buying gold, and all these other big globalists are buying it while telling the public not to buy it because they know it exposes the fact that their fiat currency is dying while they scurry, and while universities buy billions of it like UT. I believe now is the time to get gold and silver. And folks, call and ask for the Alex Jones radio specials. They've got a whole list of stuff at the lower price. It's already gone up. You regularly call and it goes up. That's how you make money in gold and silver, is buy when it's low, sell when it's high. Kind of free market. We're not communists. But Ted will hold the price down. How long can you hold the price down, Ted?
I'm going to be doing it today, and I can tell you one of the things that I have right now, I still have the $63 book. You know, the two DVDs and the book, or the book and DVD and the two silver dollars for $63 shipped to your doorstep, you're not going to buy silver dollars for that price anymore.
Yeah, you get the free, and they're almost sold out, the Big Brother book that's excellent, paralleling 1984. And then we also have the American Dream DVD about the banking system, great way to wake up newbies. It's a cartoon, very well produced, hilarious as well, a little adult, a little racy for folks. Probably not good to show small children. I mean, tiny folks will watch it and won't think it's racy. But the point is, it could be racy for some people. You get those free with the two silver dollars at cost, and that's the Big Brother special. There's a link at InfoWars.com, or go to MidasResources.com to find that. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And it looks like we're starting to go back into another bull market in precious metals. So get in now, in my view. I know that's what I'm doing. 800-686-237, the place, Midas Resources, MidasResources.com to find the some of the radio specials. But for a full list, tell them Alex Jones sent you. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
We'll be back. Why is the NSA calling our office? Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWars.com, you'll see articles by Paul Joseph Watson linking through the London Telegraph, where the different inventors of the Internet have gotten together and written public letters saying that a new dark age of tyranny is upon us, that governments are spying on us en masse. The one man that most scientists agree came up with the idea for the Internet still looks young, even though this came up with these ideas in the 70s. Sir Tim Berners-Lee accuses government of draconian Internet snooping. He doesn't accuse him. It's admitted. And he goes on to say that there is a giant web of government invasion and monitoring the web. Well, I mean, the British government admits they're doing that. Web inventor warns government Internet has no off switch. He says, you're not going to stop us. He's never been a political guy. And there's all these other people coming out. There are new NSA whistleblowers just every few days that are coming out and saying, hey, we're listening to everything. We've got hubs and everything. The FBI agent just got caught with 12 million Apple IDs, and of course they denied it. Folks, they've under the Telecommunications Act, they're wired into everything. They're dialing in. Now, going back about 10 years ago, I occasionally would get a call at home or a call on the cell phone. It would say no number available, or it would just be zeros, or there'd be no number. And then I would call the number back because nobody would talk, and they would say National Security Agency, and I'd say, you just called me. And they're like, may we help you? You know, this is a government agency. What is the name? What is the extension? And I would go check the number and find out it was the NSA. And my phone would turn off and stuff when this happened. It's like when they call you, it does some order for computers to take it over. That's what I thought. It's obviously harassment because then later I've had a few of these calls. My wife's had even more than I have, where a woman calls up and says, your husband got me pregnant. Your husband gave me a disease. Your husband, I mean, it's different stories. And then she'll say, no, he didn't. That's not true. And they'll say, well, we're going to get you. And we saw your little dog in the backyard. That's a nice dress you were wearing. Or they'll say, hey, we heard you talking to your mommy or your daddy. You know, I'm glad they're in the hospital. So they'll call right after you're talking to family and always at an emotional point. They're waiting to trigger fear in you. They're waiting in the PSYOP till you get the news that your dad's in the hospital, your mom's in the hospital. And that's when whoever it is tapping our phones. There's 15 agencies doing it, and there's hundreds of private contractors. There's the Total Information Awareness Network, where they came out the New York Times and said, we're listening to everything you do, everything you buy. And there was a backlash. They said, okay, Admiral Poindexter's off that job, the felon, now who got pardoned. But then it came right back. So they admit they've got it to intimidate us, but then when we talk about it, they then back off. Okay, so that's what's going on. That's what's happening here. That's what's unfolding. Now, Russell Dowd, and I've known Russell 12 years. He's a no-nonsense guy. For over a decade, he had Weird Magazine. I've now bought it. We're going to republish it down the road. But I knew he'd put out successfully a monthly publication. And I liked him. And so I went ahead and said, you know, we're going to pull the trigger. We're going to launch InfoWars Magazine. And it's been a huge success. Now, he gets a call yesterday, right after I walk out of the office. I come back in. He goes, look, and it says called. And we have a screenshot of that we'll put on screen. And the NSA called him, and then when he called it back, you know what, we may have to blow your phone up here on air and actually show people, just give it to me. Okay, we blew it up so everybody can see it. There is the mobile call number on his new AT&T Droid phone, and Russell's going to talk to us here in just a moment. And that is the call that he got. In fact, you showed me the call history. There's actually an area in there that shows, you know, the region it came from. It shows that they called you. Can I see your phone? I want to show people the part where it says they called you. That was the data sheet that I wanted to show people. We'll just show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, if you're on the radio listening to this, you can just pull it up where I can see that, because that's Will Jones and other people. Yeah. Just pull that up for me. We're going to do this right now here on air. So the issue is, I want people to see that the call history, the NSA called you, and the number we just showed on screen, if you're a radio listener, we're streaming video. Again, by tomorrow, this will be posted for everybody at InfoWars.com, is the NSA. And we called it yesterday. We called it again today. It's the National Security Agency. We checked the number online. It's the NSA. So they've done this to me before. So, Russell, you're probably going to get, you know, the phone call. I know your stepdad's got cancer. If you get the call, he dies, God forbid, that's when they'll hit you. I just want to warn you, that's when they'll call, because, again, they want to terrorize you, and they think that's the point where they'll freak you out. And, again, this is who runs our country. This is who's listening to our phones. This is what they do. And while we're digging that out, Russell, tell folks the story. Let me see it. Find it?
I've got it queued up for you right there, Alex.
I'll cover the other numbers. You've got a whole history here as well, because I don't want to show people everybody else's numbers. And we'll do another video on the nightly news about this. This is kind of helter-skelter. Yeah. But there it is. Guys, show me a document cam shot of that if you can. NSA, okay, 301-688-6524. And we're going to call that on air here in just a moment. Tell people about your new phone. tell people about the call. Tell them what happened.
Well, yesterday, Alex, I was making some calls. I'm always dealing with advertising back there, so you know I'm making calls. And I received a call on my cell phone that I answered, but no one said anything. It was just like static, and I heard a few beeps and clicks. And I thought, okay, hello. Well, I figured, I'll call this number back eventually, and I got some other calls came in for business, for advertising stuff, and So then I decided, well, let me go ahead and call that number back. Maybe it was maybe an advertiser or somebody. Maybe I just had a bad connection. So I called it back, and it's National Security Agency, Public Awareness Office. Can I help you? And I'm like, I thought I was calling. I made a phone call the other day, the NRA. I thought I was calling back the NRA, because I made a call to them. Well, no, it turns out she says, no, this is the National Security Agency. How can I help you? And I'm like, oh, well, I was just returning a phone call. And, no, sir, this is the National Security Agency. You must have the wrong number. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, thank you. And, I kind of hung up, freaked me out. I was like, whoa. Now, there's the weirdest call I've had.
And then I came back in, and we...
Yeah, you had just left when I returned that call, because that call came in before you came in. And then I returned the call just as you left. And, I couldn't believe it was, okay, so apparently now, National Security Agency has got my cell phone number.
And how... Well, of course, they're listening right now, probably. They can dial in even when the phone's off and listen. That's why when Bush would get people on Air Force One, everyone had to take the batteries out and put them in a bag. Yeah. And they admit, well, other governments can dial in and listen to these because we built back doors in them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just totally criminal, by the way. Each act of this is a felony. But they just don't care. They just they grope small children. That's a felony.
Yeah.
And when the state of Texas says we're going to stop you, they say, no, we're going to arrest you. All right, let's go ahead and dial this number here on air on this jam-packed show today. We're going to call the NSA number that we called last night back twice and today twice, and we checked the number online. This is the NSA, the National Security Agency, there outside of Washington, D.C. Okay, here they are, or maybe it's the new one in San Antonio. Maybe it's the new one in outside Salt Lake City.
I believe it was Fort Meade, Maryland.
NSA Public Affairs, how can I help you?
Ma'am, did you say NSA Public Affairs?
Yes, I did.
Listen, I get phone calls occasionally from you guys at home and on my phone, and then my sales manager, a general manager of my national publication, InfoWars Magazine, and I'm a syndicated radio talk show host, he got a call from the number. When he called it back, it's the NSA. Can you tell us who we need to talk to about the NSA that's calling us?
Hold on one second.
Right, because sometimes they're not very friendly calls. I hope your dad dies, very nice people. Because, they like to let you know they're listening. It's good people. We're the bad guys because we don't like this. Mom, apple pie, George Washington, freedom. We're the bad guys. That's us. We don't run Al-Qaeda like the Pentagon publicly does, or Amarala Lockheed, or all these guys. We're bad men.
Yeah, terrorists.
Yeah, we're bad. Here we are. Hello, NSA. Hello, we're here. We know you're already listening anyways. That's the whole point of this phone call. They're already listening. They're listening to radio. They're listening to the transmissions. They're listening to us on XM. They're listening on your cell phone right now.
Yeah, they can hear us right now. Just tapped in right now.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
Hi, ma'am. Is this, who is this with the NSA? I'm Alex Jones, transmitting worldwide. Broadcasting worldwide. Your number keeps calling me and calling crew members of our office. We can give you the phone records of that. Why is the NSA calling us?
Sir, the National Security Agency isn't calling you.
Oh, we're imagining it? Just like we were imagining you're spying on everybody without warrants?
Sir, you contacted the National Security Agency. Is there something I can do for you?
Well, I guess you control reality, like Karl Rove said, ma'am. You won't tell us your name. I'm Alex Jones. We're telling you.
Alex, first of all, let's stop. You never even gave me a chance to really tell you who I was, if I was going to answer your question or not. Again, happy to help, but if you're...
Well, you're very sweet, ma'am. Well, thank you. Then let's start over. I'm broadcasting worldwide right now.
Okay.
The NSA called one of my newspaper general manager's number. It was dead air with beeping. He called him back, and then they said, no, we didn't call you, but we have the phone. We have the record.
Okay, sir. I wasn't the one that took that call. I have no way of knowing. Happy to take your information and happy to have it looked into.
Oh, please. I've got to go off here. I don't want to give you my... Well, I guess you've already got my number. Can't you just have the guys call me? I mean, they're already listening right now.
You can call my number.
You've got Russell Dowden's number here in Austin, Texas. Can you just ask whoever is calling him to give us another call? Tell us their name.
I don't actually have your number. You just called me. Again, happy to take the information and have it looked into.
Well, you're very sweet, ma'am. And I know you're... what are you, just an operator or a public relations person?
Oh, no. I'm a public affairs officer.
Well, that's very nice of you. We're going to go to break here then, and I will give you my cell phone number, though the NSA doesn't need it. So we're going to go to break right here. I'm going to talk to you off air and give you my number, and maybe we can get your name and stuff. And it would be very nice if someone would call me back so we can. Well, you already have the phone record. I want to find out who's either spoofing the number or if the NSA is calling me.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does whitening your teeth just make you want to scream? Tooth sensitivity is the number one complaint from whitening your teeth because bleach dehydrates your teeth, leaving nerve endings exposed and painful. Introducing Power Swabs, a tooth whitening system that works to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes without sensitivity. Power Swabs was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger and is clinically proven to hydrate and whiten your teeth in less than 5 minutes. Power Swabs is so effective at reducing sensitivity while whitening that dentists all over the world use it in their offices with professional whitening. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. It's that easy. Try Power Swabs in your home by calling 1-800-537-5344. That's 1-800-537-5344. Try it risk-free. Call 1-800-537-5344. That's 1-800-537-5344.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you.
Her name is Lavina. Yeah, so go ahead and turn Russell on. We're back live, got in-studio guests coming up. The children now wearing satellite trackers, RFID trackers. They have Pentagon cameras in San Antonio as well that watch the kids eat their food. Because the Pentagon wants to know how they eat their food. That's Associated Press, if you think I'm joking. It's no big deal. I mean, everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. That's like they say in Caddyshack, you know, nothing to worry about, Mr. Gopher, just a harmless animal, not plastic explosives or anything. You know, everything's fine. The government's arming itself the teeth, 1.4 billion bullets. We just talked to that lady, and she said her name was Lavina, public information officer. Everyone's an officer but us.
Yeah.
It's a new class thing. We're just scum citizen. But she was nice. And I was like, well, you know, somebody could be spoofing this if it's not you. You know, your office calling. Probably somebody in the NSA or somebody in their private database spoofing us. And I'm trying to tell the NSA this is going on.
Yeah, well, we gave them our number, my number, and
the time they called.
And the time they called, they already had the number.
Actually, pull that up again. You've got the whole list of your calls back to them, too.
Yeah,
you got the incoming. The incoming was actually at 12:30-something.
Yes, let me
find. And then you never called it back till later, so that's why you figured it out like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I figured it out about 3 or 4 o'clock we realized.
Well, let me see it. You just had the whole call history pulled up.
Let me see here. Let's sign it.
What did you think of that conversation?
Creepy. Creepy that they got my number. We gave them my number again just to make sure that they had the right number. And again, Lavina from the NSA, very polite lady, but we had to give her my number so that she knew the right number to look up and why they called and to see, you know, what the deal is. I mean, I don't know. Apparently, I'm a terrorist now and running the magazine over here at InfoWars. And yeah. Gotta get after me there, I guess, Alex.
Well, you work somewhere where we got George Washington hanging on the wall, pal.
Yeah, I'm an evil terrorist.
Doesn't get any worse than that in America.
God forbid.
The bankers don't cotton to that, boy.
No, it's awful.
They've announced this is their country now.
Yeah, they've taken over, and you know, I guess I'm a threat to national security. I don't know.
Because
don't
the
know.
National security is banker run. You are a threat to them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're an American, and a good American is a bad American.
Yeah, and apparently I'm on the watch list now.
You're motivated. You're focused. You're not a jellyfish. You're not a slave. You're working for liberty. You're working for sovereignty. You're working for the family. You're working for health. You're working for truth. You're working for justice. You're the bad man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, thank you very much, NSA. It was good to hear from you. I don't know what it was about.
Did you find the whole call history?
Yeah, I'm trying to itemize it right here. It's underneath. Here, I got to find it.
It's a new phone. When did you get that?
I got this phone like a few weeks ago. And the thing is, Alex, you know, normally if I, you know, if you get a call, oh, here we go, yesterday, and then you go to call more calls from NSA.
Let me see it.
And here you go.
Here, show that, guys. Show this to folks.
The blue one on the bottom is the incoming call, and the first few times that I was trying to call them, we'll call back. You know, you pull up the number on the phone, and it actually dials the number on this new phone. I'm still figuring out this phone, but if you look there on the bottom, the blue is the incoming call that came in at 12:32 p.m. and I called back at 1:31 p.m. yesterday, the 301 number. So. And then a few times I looked it up, you know, I was talking with Wes yesterday, and, you know, the few times that you try to pull the number up, it was actually dialing the number back. So I wasn't trying to call back that many times. It's just I'm still figuring out this new phone. And, Alex, this is the new AT&T HTC One X phone. It's
well, a lot of what happens is when they've got a tap on the phone, which isn't a tap, it's just all they're hardwired in, and all the as AT&T execs have said, there's whole buildings at AT&T where they spy on you. A lot of times when there's a tap on it, sometimes the number will dial it. But hey, you haven't gotten the call yet, you know, where they tell you, hey, we're listening to you.
Now, you know, the funny thing is
that's really cool, though. I kind of like that.
When I came aboard, you know, Alex said, hey, you know, this might happen, Russell. You know, I know you a long time, but, you know, you don't be shocked if you get a phone call one day, you know. And I kind of took that with a grain of salt. I'm, you know, okay, Alex. I mean,
no, I mean, they'll tell you. They'll tell you I'm going to chop your head off.
Yeah. Well, you know, this has happened to me on radio shows I've done or broadcasts I've done where, you know, Jim Mars's call will get dropped, things like that. Not so much on my phone, though. That was really different.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could chalk all that up to paranoia.
Yeah.
But when they call up and say, you're just protesting Bilderberg, they call your wife and say, oh, I'm glad your family member's in the hospital. Or you know, a woman calls. And then once they figure out that you're not buying it, then they'll say, we're listening to you. I mean, it's just over there. It's like supposed to freak you out.
That's just
and they're supposed to run like people in you know, in these movies like Enemy of the State just run in fear. In fact, can we have the Enemy of the State trailer? I want to play that when we introduce this amazing family. Great job, Russell.
Well,
we've got the Hernandez family coming in here. Amazing people. I haven't got a chance to fully meet yet. I feel rude. I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Isn't this exciting to be fighting for liberty? And they're proving they're evil. They're proving you're right. They're convicting themselves.
It's a good feeling. And I mean, you know.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
So you want some lingerie for your wife?
Yes. I'm not really experienced in this. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm experienced. You know, I don't want to come in here and look stupid. Too late.
Yeah.
Should have gotten our watch.
Robert Clayton Dean was innocent.
Freezer. Times 10.
We have reason to believe that Mr. Zavitz may have passed sensitive materials to you.
What kind of material?
Sensitive, sir.
Let's get into his life.
We have you bugged, Mr. Dean.
Move to audio 3.
He was unsuspecting.
Hey, hey! Am I in the wrong house?
Hello?
Eric! Mr. Dean!
He was unaware.
You are the only woman in the world for me. You and Janet Jackson.
On your way over.
Now, what he doesn't know...
I'd like to report a break-in.
...could kill him.
Request immediate keyhole visual casting, maximum resolution.
He's on your 6 o'clock!
You have something they want!
Two targets, rooftop.
I don't have anything!
Maybe you do and you don't know it!
You're a threat now.
To whom?
Everyone you know.
Target's on the move.
A name, a phone number?
No, nothing! He didn't give me anything!
how many federal agents you have following you.
Stay exactly where you are.
Use every means possible to get what we need.
From Jerry Bruckheimer.
Get the cat.
What's the cat's name?
Babe.
Producer of The Rock.
Come here, baby. Baby, come here.
A film by Tony Scott.
Target is on 21.
Director of Crimson Tide.
Is this about me?
20.
Do they know me?
19.
Who is that?
18.
He jumped to 17.
Do they know me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Will Smith.
You're one of them, aren't you?
Former conspirer.
Switch. Gene Hackman.
This man, this is our problem.
You live another day, I'll be very impressed.
It's not paranoia when they're really after you.
Tell them to stop it now!
Enemy of the state.
What the hell is happening?
I blew up the building!
What?
They got you made a phone call!
All right, enemy of the state, and we have the NSA calling us, and then, sir, the NSA didn't call you, or somebody spoofed your phone number. And believe me, I've gotten the calls where they tell you what you've been talking about, where they want you to know they're listening, and that's either another agency or Merck groups dialed in there, or it's the NSA. But that's just a cutout group for all these private corporations to use it. The government people actually aren't even let in on much. A bunch of foreign governments run it. It is such treason that they announce on the news foreign banks now run this country. I can play the clips right now. I want my country back right now. That's what I want. I don't want to live in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. We know what tyranny is. And folks, people say, well, just don't fight the system. You'll be left alone. They want tyranny because they want to take your pension funds. They want to raise your taxes. They want to run your life. When you let freedom go away, you lose the prosperity. Now, I've got people that I tell you are my new heroes. Andrea Hernandez and Steve Hernandez, because their children or their child go to a school where they're trying to give them satellite tracker boxes. They've got RFID going in. Also in San Antonio, Department of Defense cameras that watch the food the children eat. Don't believe me, just type in cameras, you know, track what children eat in San Antonio schools. It's a Department of Defense DARPA program. They're trying to have them as lab rats to train them to be prisoners. And they said they'd come on the phone. I said, we've only got like 20 minutes for you. And they said, well, we'll still drive up. So they were very gracious to come up here on short notice. I could talk to them for 5 hours if we had the time. In fact, I'm tempted to go over there after the show and tape a show for the nightly news, but I've got other meetings set up. But they join us. Here are the headlines out of WOAI TV and radio. Poll, parents and students oppose new school tracking device. WorldNet Daily, rebellion erupts over school student shipping plan. Continuing here, I mean, it's just big national news, and here they are, Steve Hernandez and his wife. Guys, tell us about yourselves. Tell us about your son who's here and why you guys are doing this.
This is my daughter, Andrea, and this is my son, Vincent.
So we were unable to get your wife in with us?
Yeah,
I guess?
My wife wasn't able to make it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's why I thought, wow, his wife looks really young. Now, listen, I've been so busy. You see me running around in here?
Yes, sir.
During the breaks that I just met you right as you came in here. So I thought, yes, because see quotes of your wife you're fighting it as well in the news.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I mean, tell us about you and your wife and why you're concerned.
Yeah, my wife and I, when we saw this letter that came out on August 10th from John Jay High School, they said they were going to start putting these new smart IDs out there with chips in their tracking chips. And the first thing that came to my mind was Revelations, because in Revelations it says you cannot buy, sell without the mark from the beast. Well, we know this isn't the mark of the beast. We know that this is the conditioning of it. They're trying to condition the people into thinking this is normal. This is the norm. And because of our religious beliefs, we said, no, we're not going to allow my daughter to wear that tracking device. And my son goes to NISD school, but he's not being tracked at this moment. But that's what I'm fighting for, not just for my children, but for every student out there, every parent. There's a lot of people out there who are misinformed. They don't know what's going on. They're just saying, hey, you know, it's a great idea. Let's go ahead and do it. NISD has a stronghold. It's a stronghold over parents and teachers and students. They really... God, it's hard to really...
So they're turning it into a prison. I mean, you have Department of Defense. You've seen that on the news where they have the cameras watching what they eat?
Yes, sir.
And it's an AI computer that can tell how many calories you get watching you eat an apple?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's another thing we're concerned about, because they're trying to take out certain kind of machines out of the schools and put in this kind of machine. They're trying to make the kids into something they want them to be. They're not letting these children be free and to be themselves.
They're saying children shouldn't even play at the park now. They're saying
And not only should they play at the park, they shouldn't be. They can opt out of gym class now, and all these other things. This is ridiculous. I've seen that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have dodgeball or run at recess.
Yeah, because it interferes with their learning capability.
Tell us about your son. I mean, you got your son, your daughter here. You brought some family as well today. Tell us the experience they've had and why they're here.
My son is here to support us, and Vinny's been out there with us 100%. Pushing this idea and telling us, hey, look, this is not fair. And you didn't ask us. You just put this out there. And I don't want my son, when it comes to his school, supposedly supposed to come to his school. If it does go to his school, he's not going to wear the chip either. I just pointed.
Well, if they get away with this, they can do anything. And they're saying they want to make people do this. This is incredible.
And, you know, and what's crazy here, this program costs $525,000 just for two schools. There's 112 schools in the district. And it costs $136,000 a year to run the program.
It's pure military-industrial complex profiteering boondoggle.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I mean, you're the expert on this. Tell us all about it. And anytime your son or daughter want to pop in.
Oh, absolutely. And go ahead, baby.
Yeah, you know, these IDs, they're completely useless. And, you know, I think it's a waste of all the money that we've been giving to the school for so many years. You know, you're just going to take my money and use it to track me? I already go to school. You have cameras every 5 feet. You know, you have security guards, and you have your admin out in the hallways. You know, that's enough protection as it is.
Protection? Well, guys, can you pull up the Eisenhower quote? He said, safety. You want safety, go to prison. I mean, this is the opposite of safety, a government trying to make you wear tracker chips. Some of the schools down there, and in Texas, they want a GPS unit.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about this.
And here's the thing.
You have two of them. We can document cam this.
This one is the new tracking chip badge, and this one is our old one. They're trying to say this one's going to make things safer for everybody. I don't understand how it's going to make anybody safer. I really don't. I don't see how it makes people safer. It gives out this. Wade Garcia was on Catherine Albert's radio show, okay, from SpyChips.com, and said, hey, this never shuts off. It's always emitting a signal.
Well, they caught them in San Francisco, where not just the toll roads, but everywhere they put up readers to track the toll road chip. In fact, there it is, guys. We got a document cam on that. There it is. Keep telling us about it, Mr. Hernandez.
And the reason I said this reminds me of Revelations, because she can't even go to school and buy her lunch unless she has this. Kids are being bribed with candy and gifts to wear it around their necks. They're encouraged to wear it around their necks. And then they were also told, that they cannot hold leadership positions in school if they don't wear the chip.
So now it's discrimination against Christians or people that don't want to live with a prisoner badge.
Absolutely.
I mean, imagine what Hitler would have done with something like this.
It would have been worse. It would have been worse than what happened. Andre does want to share some new information that came to us yesterday, and it came straight from her bus driver.
Yeah, my bus driver, I was on the bus, and there's this big old gray box, and I was like, sir, what is that for? He goes, oh, that's for the security cameras. And I was like, okay. And then there's this little black bar, and it's right above the bus driver's window. And I said, sir, what does that do? He goes, oh, that's for that home project. And I was like, what are you talking about, sir? He goes, you know, your badges. And I was like, so I get tracked on the bus. He goes, yep. So they track me on the bus as well.
But then lied. They were in the news saying, we don't track you. Tell folks about that, because we're the enemy. Out of hand, they lie to us on every front.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it only works inside of the school. You know, we can only track inside the school. But then they go put trackers on your buses, and then this never turns off. And
just like the laptops. Just like the laptops in Pennsylvania where they watch the kids at home.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We heard about that one, too.
What's incredible is that here you are fighting. Tell folks what you've done. I mean, this has become a big national story. Now the majority of parents I see in the headlines, they don't like it either. But they're just trying to stonewall and say, we're doing this.
Well, you know, we started out with one newscast on KSAT 12 in San Antonio. And all of a sudden, it just blew up. The gentleman that came here today that's out there in the waiting room, his name is Bobby Scott. And I have to give all respect to him, because if it wasn't for Bobby Scott, I wouldn't be sitting here today with you.
You know what? I just had an epiphany. I've already got two interviews lined up tonight for the nightly news. This is so important. Can you guys, right when the show ends in a few minutes, about 15 minutes, can I have Aaron Dykes, because I've got two meetings I've got to do ahead of the interviews, could you go in and do like a 30, 40-minute interview where you can just cover all of it, show your documents so there's a huge record of this, of what you're doing?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because I want to respect the fact that you've come here and that I've got such a busy day, I kind of just crammed you in here. I apologize for not being more prepared, because this is so important, sir. And I just want to say I admire you.
Thank you.
You're the type of person that's going to save this country and turn things around.
Thank you.
I just said, I mean, you're my hero. I mean that. You're my hero.
Thank
people
you.
Like you, your son who's got the courage to be here, your daughter, your wife who couldn't be here today. I mean, because she's got to work. You guys are incredible. You're normal. This is what a normal person does when they try to give you slave badges.
And let me tell you what. If it wasn't for Bob Scott, I wouldn't be here because he called me 6 times at work.
Well, we'll interview him in there. Tell us about him. That's why he's here. We'll get him on the TV.
This guy listens to talk radio, and he's 8 years talking about you. You need to call this lady, Katie somebody. And it was on the Joe Pag Show. So I Googled it real quick. Oops, I'm not supposed to say Googled. I searched it real quick, and I sent Katie an email. And the next day, Katie called me, and it was blowing up since then. We've had protests in front of Anson Jones Middle School. We didn't get favorable coverage.
That's because you're standing up for those children who are being abused and inducted into a prison state, and the media wants to keep this going. They're collaborating.
We didn't get favorable coverage at all, except for the first two on WOAI Channel 4 and KSAT 12. The first two interviews were favorable.
Because they know this could set a precedent nationwide, like Rosa Parks saying, I won't sit at the back of the bus. They need to bring this slave grid in. There's billions behind this.
Oh, yeah. I think yesterday when we were doing the math, came out to almost $40 million for 112 schools. If it's $525,000 for just two schools.
And they want to put them in all San Antonio schools.
110 schools more.
And you're the beta test because that's where the whole military is.
Absolutely.
And they're rolling it out.
And they want these kids to start wearing it from kinder all the way up to they graduate. No, I'm not going to have that. I would rather homeschool my children first. In fact, I'd rather be here with you today talking about this and help educating people to get this word out. This is ridiculous. Yeah.
Son, I mean, what's your take on this? Why are you here with your dad?
I'm here to support him. I don't think that my sister or I should ever have to wear this badge. I mean, it's pointless. And all the money that they're putting to the badges, it could be used for other things like athletics, teachers and stuff.
Tutoring.
Yeah.
But instead, it's being used to teach you the most important thing, that you're a prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
And that Big Brother's going to watch everything you do. This is like a science fiction movie.
Yeah, it is.
And by the way, you said it's leading to the beast. I agree, but it's pretty much kind of that link, that final link, because you got a thumbprint face scan in most schools now to get your lunch. That's already digitally connected. That's already tracking you. To get library books, this is going in tanning salons, bookstores. They've got Facebook now trying to make you use this to buy and sell. It's here. We're in trouble. And it turns out Facebook is CIA. Google's NSA. Everything's coming out. They built this whole fake grid for us.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. The things that we've been finding out ever since Katie and Catherine and Liz McIntyre have been talking with us. I mean, we are changed San Antonio and Light Me. We are changed Texas Hill Country. All these folks come to my house, visit with me, call me on the phone. I mean, my email is just blown up.
For those that don't know, We Are Change is a group that came out of a fellow at Luke Radowski I supported that's grassroots, another basically info warrior group of people that just aren't left or right. They stand for basic freedom.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, our kids shouldn't wear tracker chips that even follow them outside school, and the Department of Defense shouldn't have $500,000 AI computers watching the kids.
You know, and we went to NISD, and we were given Citizens to Speak Hour. Okay, so Citizens to Be Heard Hour came up, and we went up there. I was the first one, then Andrea, and then the rest of the folks who were there. And the lady by the name of Karen Freeman, we call her the president because she was kind of running the whole show. She said, you know, we're going to give you this time to speak, but we don't have to act on this.
Oh, they always want you to know you don't have power. I've had the mayor and people when I was fighting the Patriot Act walk off stage. And they want you to know, you got your time to speak, but we're not listening. You don't have power, little man.
We couldn't clap. We couldn't cheer. We couldn't do nothing. They told Matthew Medina, if you clap one more time, you're out of here. We'll have you escorted. But, you know, and that's fine. We don't mind. Matthew actually got a ticket for using a bullhorn to help protest because the police said he broke the barrier, the sound.
Which, by the way, it didn't, because I've seen but that's it. They're getting scared. Oh, no, they're not going to let us turn them into prisoners. You know, this is our food. We're the government. These are our cows. No cows. You're our food. You're our slave.
You know, the NISD police department, we were listening to them talk when we were outside Anson Jones, and they're actually telling the parents, oh, this is a great, great idea, because if there was a fire, we could track your children. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, okay, if you're going to track my children, who's going to track the poor guy who's tracking the children in the room? Who's going to save him?
Well, look, the whole point is they never use the cameras or any of this. It's all about control.
It's all about money and control. That's all it is. I went to John Jay High School 25 years ago. There's no difference now. I hear a lot of people. I've been chastised. I've been yelled at. I've had arguments with people. But you know what? They keep telling me, Steve, keep your mouth shut. Just tell your daughter to put the badge on and go to school and learn something.
And do the next thing. Now they're starting forced inoculation outside of law. It's a felony. They're injecting nationwide and injecting your children and lying and saying it's the law when it's a policy, not a law. And again, a government that'll do this, I wouldn't trust them with the vaccines. There's a whole history of that. But you know the clip from Bug's Life. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. That's why they're telling you, who is a hero for just being normal, you're bad. You're bad. Steve Hernandez, he's bad. His daughter, Andre Hernandez, you're bad. Your son, you're bad because you don't want to be a prisoner.
And you know, let me tell you what. There are teachers who don't want to speak up, and they're Christians because they're afraid to lose their jobs. I have a friend of mine.
Well, there you are. And they'll take the mark of the beast then if they're scared now. Folks, if you're not taking action now, when will you?
Absolutely.
Well, they tell them that's why you're going to be raptured. So you don't have to worry about it. That's all been pre-planned.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. God will say he doesn't know you if you don't stand up against this.
Absolutely. Yeah,
what you do to the least of me, you've done to me. All these enforcers need to know that. Hurting children and innocent people. Better to tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the ocean.
Absolutely.
You'll call that a terror threat. No, you don't have to worry about me. God is going to cut you down if you don't repent right now. We'll be right back. Sooner or later, he's going to cut you down. Eisenhower quote on screen. We'll read it when we get back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Dwight D. Eisenhower, speaking to a major university, you can look it up, it's a vetted quote, said, if you want total security, go to prison. There you're fed, clothed, and given medical care, and so on. The only thing lacking is freedom. And, you know, that's the fact here. The NSA has been caught spying on everyone, political people. They're now arresting peaceful protesters, saying it's terrorism to protest. That's mainstream news. The hour is late. This is Department of Defense run. I'm not against our military, but our government's been taken over. It's been taken over by globalists who say they've conquered this nation, foreign banks. And it was about 12 years ago, WorldNet Daily reported on it. You can look this up. In Louisiana, they tried to make them wear these RFID badges, and satellite trackers are now coming out. And first they tried to expel people, but then others joined the children, like a prison break, you know, a protest, and they had to remove them. So they're scared because they've tried to do this over and over again, and they're acting like you're weird. They're acting like you're crazy. They've been trying this for 20 years. So remember that, Mr. Hernandez. They've got PSYOPs people. This is multi-billions nationwide to get this in.
Absolutely.
They are scared of you. They know you're in the right, and they want to make you think you're bad. What response have you gotten from family? You were talking to me during the break.
You know, I hardly any response from family. I get more support from strangers and people at work than I do from families. I've asked people to support me, go into the girls' Facebook site and put something positive, help us out, because they're all Christians. And I have a lot of Christian friends and family who think it's fine. They think it's absolutely fine what they're doing. And unfortunately...
Well, you were saying even more during the break. I mean, some people are telling you in the family, I mean, tell us.
I don't get, like, any response from my family. I'm getting, like... people that are supposed to be friends that are turning their backs on me saying, just wear it. It's just a badge. And I was like, no, this is a lot bigger than just a badge. It's not just a badge. It's a badge is this. This is a badge. This is a chip.
That's a tracker. Exactly. A barcode's one thing. And we always said it'll lead to chips next with the barcodes.
Yes.
It was Louisiana said no to the barcodes, actually. Because people can read those, by the way, and then get your personal data.
Yes.
You can, with the eye, read a barcode once you learn the spaces. Son, you were wanting to show people the signs you've got for protesting. One of you was telling me during the break, though, about family saying, hey, quit it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There you go. I am not a number. And then you've got the other one, Tracking No, and that's Catherine Albrecht right here on the Genesis Network who helped you out with those. Well, I mean, here's the deal. Where do you go from here? Because you've got all these other documents and articles you'll be able to cover on the nightly news.
You know, just to hit real quick what you're saying about family. I had a family member texting me yesterday, and he says, you know, you're always into something. Why can't you just leave stuff alone? Just tell your daughter, put the badge on, go to school and learn something. Well, let me ask you something. And I'm sure he's going to not like this, but I'm going to tell you anyways. How is a tracking chip going to make her learn? It's not going to help her with her education.
It's going to make her learn to wear a prisoner badge.
Exactly. It's going to condition her, make her learn to be conditioned and think everything's okay. It's not the norm.
They now put people through body scanners at Sony factories and stuff. I mean, we're being inducted into a prison culture. And it's so incredible. Well, tell us about your Facebooks and things, how people can help you.
Oh, absolutely. The girls set up a Facebook. It's called Students Against RFID Tracking. And my Facebook is linked to theirs. So whatever I post on mine, I post on theirs. You know, for those who support us, you know, go in there and put your comments, your opinions, send pictures.
Oh, well, we're going to tweet your Facebook right now. Will you guys ask somebody to tweet for me because I got my hands full? Tweet that out that everybody needs to stand with you because they don't want you to have solidarity, aid, and comfort.
No, they
don't want American patriots to have aid and comfort. They want to make you feel like you're alone and demoralized.
And, you know, and we're telling everybody, look, if you want to learn more about this, go to spychips.com because they're posting everything that we're doing in San Antonio on their website to help us. You know, I'm going to tell you what, these ladies have just been overwhelmingly supportive and they're great people.
Well, they're looking for a hero. I mean, they understand you're there in the fight. Everybody nationwide, this is happening everywhere, by the way.
Yes, sir, yes.
You're just one of the few people that's got half a brain to realize the evil. And, sir, I salute you. We'll have more on the nightly news on this and more 7 o'clock tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.